Welcome to the Stop Italian Sounding Podcast, uncovering authentic Italian food. I'm your host, Robert Campana, and join me as we delve into the rich heritage of genuine Italian food, exploring its legends, history, and traditions. Through important tips and insightful interviews with industry professionals, you'll gain a deeper understanding of authentic Italian food. Welcome back, everyone, to the Stop Italian Sounding Show, uncovering authentic Italian food. So I know some people now are starting to think about a trip to Italy and are planning their trips to Italy. And for today's show, I wanted to offer a few tips when it comes to eating in Italy. So I want to start immediately with our first tip, and that is to know the meal schedule within Italy. So Italians have a unique meal schedule. Lunch is typically between about 12:30 to 2 o'clock p.m., while dinner starts around 7:30 at the earliest, typically much later. And 7:30 basically is still quite early to eat dinner in Italy. In fact, it's considered more of an aperitivo time. So an aperitivo is typical when people go out for a before dinner drink, and most places will serve small little finger food to pick in with that drink. So basically you order a drink, you pay for that drink, and then they bring you some food to munch on. It's pretty cool. And in some places around Italy, the aperitivo is a full open buffet. So essentially you pay that one drink and you have access to a full buffet. And that would essentially substitute a traditional dinner after. So you wouldn't go out to dinner after that. And that is sometimes known as an apericena, combining the words aperitivo and the word cena, meaning dinner. So my next tip is about tipping, which is much different compared to the United States. So unlike many countries around the world, tipping in Italy is not mandatory. If service, of course, was exceptional, you could leave a few euros, but the traditional, let's just say 20-25% tipping is not expected in Italy. In fact, most servers in Italy love American tourists because most American tourists do not know this, and they still leave a large tip for Italians. So the reason for which tipping is not typical within Italy is because waiters and waitresses are typically paid a living wage. So therefore they do not rely on that tip as servers do here in the United States. You may see something on your bill that says coperto, which literally means cover charge. This is not the same thing as a tip. The coperto is a charge that literally means coverage, which means that you're paying for things like, I don't know, the table linen or tablecloth or napkin, silverware, and sometimes the bread as well. Because bread is not always free when you sit down at a restaurant in Italy. So my next tip is to understand fully the structure of the Italian meal. So meals are typically divided into multiple courses, from the antipasti to the dolci, each course of course offering very unique flavors, unique experiences, and are separate one from another. So do not rush when eating and enjoy everything slowly, because when you go out to dine in Italy, it's a slow experience. And the typical structure of the Italian meal will start with the antipasto, literally meaning the appetizer. Then you progress to the primo piatto, meaning first course, and that could be things like pasta or soup or risotto, depending, of course, on the region, the season, and the ingredients that are available to that specific chef. After the primo piatto, we have the secondo piatto, literally meaning second course. So the second course would be meats. We're talking about fish. It could be pork. It could be chicken, specific meats. And then after that, we have the contorno. And the contorno typically combined with the secondo piatto, or I should say it's a side dish, the contorno, because they're vegetables. So you would order your secondo piatto. And if you want a side dish of vegetables, you order a contorno. And then after the contorno, we have the dolci, so the desserts. And it is not typical to combine courses together. So for example, to combine a primo piatto with a secondo piatto. So combining a first course with a second course is not a thing that is really recommended in Italy. Actually, it could be seen as offensive or even insulting to the chef if one would insist on combining a first course with a second course, which actually leads me to my next tip, which is quality over quantity. So Italian cuisine celebrates, as you would understand, simplicity and quality ingredients. So don't expect oversized portions as we are used to here in the United States. In fact, portions in Italy are much, much smaller. Why? Because we're talking about quality over quantity. So instead, we're focusing on simple and high quality flavors behind each dish. So Italian chefs focus on what is called in Italian abbinamento, meaning matching. And this means that they focus on which ingredients specifically match best with each other in order to create a delicious dish. So you should not insist on combining, go back to my original example, a first course with a second course, or a pasta with a meat, as they were not originally created to fit together in the first place. So their ingredients do not match and therefore would not yield the best taste when combined. My next tip that I could offer you when you go to Italy is to respect regional specialties. So Italy is what I like to call a gastronomic mosaic, with each region that has their own culinary traditions and treasures. So my advice is to try these regional specialties. Ask for advice when you go out to restaurants. Ask the server what is their area known for and try it. These servers typically love to talk about their regional cuisine. Their even cuisine could vary within that specific region, and they love to talk about it. They love to share it, especially with tourists, and you should definitely try that. So when you go to, I don't know, you're in Venice, you probably should not get something that is typically known in Naples, like a sfogliatella, just to think of an example off the top of my head. Anyway, my next tip that I could offer you is about their coffee culture. So Italians take their coffee very seriously, and I'm sure you've seen all over social media, maybe you know Italians, but skip the cappuccino after 11 a.m. as it's traditionally seen as a breakfast beverage. Now, that does not mean that they will not serve you a cappuccino after 11, because they will. You could get a cappuccino, legally speaking, whenever you want in Italy. However, traditionally speaking, cappuccino is consumed more around the breakfast time. It's considered a breakfast beverage. So if you want a coffee, you should go for a quick caffè, or as we say, we use the Italian word in English, espresso. So you get an espresso. In Italy, it's known as a caffè at the bar. Yes, a bar, because bars are places where you have coffee and also alcoholic beverages as well. But now that we're talking about coffee, a bar is where you get your many different coffee beverages. And a quick rule of thumb is to order the coffee at the register first. Then you get the receipt, then you walk over to the counter or the bancone, and you show it to the barista, who will then serve you your coffee. And you drink your coffee actually standing up. That is the typical thing to do. Stand up, drink your coffee, even in the morning when you order a breakfast. So a typical breakfast would be a cappuccino and a cornetto. So you order it and you consume it standing up. If you want to sit, of course, you have the option to sit down at a table, but you will be charged a fee. And for my last tip, I think it's valuable to learn some Italian phrases. So in Italy, a little effort goes a long way when it comes to this. So learning a few basic phrases like per favore, meaning please, or grazie, thank you, or buongiorno, good morning, salve, hello, can definitely enhance your experience, can definitely enhance your dining experience, and of course, show respect to the local culture. I would avoid learning questions that would require an answer from the local, because if you don't speak Italian, you would not understand the answer anyway. However, the best question that you could ask if you are not learning in Italian, if you don't speak Italian, of course, the best question would be to ask if somebody actually speaks English. So you could say something like, lei parla inglese, which is the formal way of asking, or tu parli inglese, do you speak English, which is the informal way of asking. However, asking specific questions in Italian, like, you know, where is a bathroom, or how do I get to this location, or is it worth ordering this? They reply in Italian. You will not understand anyway if you don't speak the language. So anyway, as we wrap up today's episode, keep these tips in mind for when you're ready to go to Italy, because sometimes small things like the things we just talked about can make a huge difference. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the stories of authentic Italian cuisine. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more insights and interviews. Also, feel free to reach out with your thoughts or questions on our social media channels at Stop Italian Sounding or on our website, stopitasounding.com. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima.